Hello and welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your on-the-go guide to the game. Today we are previewing West Brom's visit to Old Trafford as United return to Premier League action. Joining me in the studio are Ben Hibbs and Steve Bartram from the club website. Now guys, after the disappointment of last weekend's defeat in the Manchester Derby, David Moyes' men hit back with a 1-0 win against Liverpool in the Capital One Cup. Chicharito grabbing the winner in what was an entertaining tie at Old Trafford. So the League Cup traditionally features a little further down the pecking order at United, but the atmosphere in the ground on Wednesday showed just how vital it was to win. Now the Reds concentrate on a run of six league games that, while posing problems, present a good chance to get points on the board, starting with West Brom. Is that fair to say? Can we look at the West Brom game, Ben, and say this is one we should have and will pick up 3 points in?
I think that after the last couple of results, so looking at Liverpool in the league and obviously and City as well, then I think that we definitely need to get back to winning ways. I think we need to get some points on the board. But I think when you look at the fixture schedule over the next couple of weeks, I think there are games there that, as you say, you know, they're going to present a few problems, but I think that they're games that we should be winning and we should be looking to get maximum points, really, if we can. There aren't any easy games in the Premier League, but West Brom is a game that I think we need to be winning, especially at home. And I think it's important for us to get back to winning ways. Although we beat Liverpool on Wednesday, I think it's another key one for us.
I think that that really tough fixture list at the start of the season was quite daunting from afar, wasn't it? You know, yeah. Everyone saw it coming. Everyone's thinking, "Oh God, how are we going to fare? Chelsea, City, Liverpool." And we didn't do as well as we could have done, perhaps should have done. But we're out the other side of that now. And from speaking to one or two of the players today, there is a real sense of like the season starts now, based on last night.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, coming into the West Brom game off the back of a morale boosting victory against Liverpool is the perfect way to go into that game.
It was the perfect fixture for you, wasn't it? Because I mean, the City game, obviously everybody wants to move on from, but I mean, that hurt. City did really well. I mean, they were probably the first team this season to step out from what's been a fairly average pack and turn in a really good performance in a big game. But I think when they were 4-0 up, probably our pride seemed to kick in a little bit and we improved, and that was carried on against Liverpool, and with the atmosphere and everything that goes around it, perfect fixture and perfect result as well.
Yeah, David Moyes said afterwards, didn't he, everybody at the club was hurt, and he was learning about his players in the few days between the City defeat and the Liverpool victory, learning about their character.
Yeah, I think that's something that he's obviously getting used to as the manager here, but I think he will only have been impressed with the character, especially when you look at some of the senior players in the squad and people like Giggsy. The other night, he was sort of, you know, getting the crowd sort of whipped up and sort of trying to get everyone behind the club. And I think that those players have picked up that experience from years playing under the manager, who is probably never better than when he was backed into a corner after a defeat. And I think United fans love that as well. I think United fans love being the underdogs. I think when everyone's sort of on our backs or expecting us to not do well, or they sort of bandy around this sort of crisis talk and things like that, that is when United fans absolutely love that situation. So I think the other night against Liverpool was just the perfect scenario for that. I think everyone got behind the team, the players were sort of united as well. So I think that's you know, that's a positive for us. We've got to use that and take that forward.
Yeah, it was a much-changed team for the Liverpool game. 8-0, wasn't it? De Gea, Rooney and Smalling, the only ones who kept their place from the City game. Which of the players who came in, Steve, against Liverpool has put themselves in the frame to start against West Brom?
A lot of them, to be honest with you. I mean, I thought Raphael showed what we've been missing. Johnny Evans was superb after a bit of a slow start. Again, and obviously very tricky evening against Suarez and Sturridge. It's a good test for him. All of them showed flashes, really. I mean, Kagawa had a couple of off moments here and there, but then he did that superb turn against Lucas and smashed one against the bar. Nani's always dangerous, always threatened to do something. It's exactly what you wanted from it, because all the players who were given a chance to shine showed something for the manager to take into consideration for the weekend.
Just shows that the squad is big, it's deep. There's so much quality. People who are writing Manchester United off in terms of challenging for the title, well, they're writing us off too early. There's a lot of quality in this squad, Ben.
Definitely is, yeah. I mean, like Steve says, I was really pleased to see Raphael come back, because I think he's a really important player for us.
He was excellent, yeah.
He just adds that energy and enthusiasm into the team. And I think he's great going forward. Everyone knows that. But I think he's really underrated as a defender as well. Yeah. I think his defensive qualities have, are excellent, and he's really tightened up his game. And so I think he's another key one. I think Chicharito coming in, you could really see in his performance that he wanted to. It's almost proving a point.
So if Van Persie isn't ready, Chicharito.
Exactly, yeah, and I think he looks really, really hungry to try and show what he can do. I don't think he's necessarily proving a point to David Moyes in that saying, he's wrong for not having played him or anything like that. Yeah. I think he's just saying, look, this is what I can do. If you want to call on me, then I'm here and I'll get you goals. And he is just that type of player in a tight game like that where there's not really a lot in it, and you're just looking for one chance that's going to win it. He's perfect in that scenario.
What a goal, by the way.
Yeah, it was a brilliant
really
finish.
Clever, wasn't it? The way he moved away, lost his marker. Enrique, wasn't it, his marker? Yeah. Lost him. Clever little finish. And at the back, Rio Ferdinand came under criticism, didn't he, Steve, after the derby? Rio and Vidic have been the rocks at the back for us for many years. And this season, they've both been excellent. It's just an off day, arguably. But do you think Smalling or Evans will come in?
I think either could. Like I say, the season kind of starts now from United's perspective, so maybe David Moyes will go back to playing what he sees as his strongest two, which is his most experienced two. Maybe Smalling's extra game time will allow him to fit in at right back. It's really hard to call, but I think the best thing for United is that you can have pretty much total faith in any of those four in any combination, really.
What about West Brom then? They've had a mixed start, haven't they? They found goal scoring hard until Sunderland visited the Hawthorns. What do you make of their season so far?
Well, I mean, it's a tricky one because they did so well last season, finishing in the top half of the table.
Their start was unbelievable, wasn't it? Everyone was praising them, raving on about West Brom. They were up in Champions League positions for much of the start of the season.
Yeah, I think sometimes when a club has that, a club of West Brom's size and stature has that, they perform that well in a season, it can be difficult to replicate it because it's, as we've seen, trying to stay at the top every single season, that is a really hard thing to do. They did make one or two changes over the summer, and like you say, they've not had the best of starts. But I wonder if, I'm quite impressed with Steve Clarke as a coach, and you hear a lot of good things about him. I think that he's probably going to get them going again. So I think they will be tricky, and you've got players like Sessegnon who scored against Sunderland. And I think he's a danger man for them.
They desperately wanted to get Lukaku back, didn't they? And they fought to get him back on loan until Lukaku chose Everton ahead of West Brom. Yeah, they've still got some danger men up front. I mean, Anelka, we know what he can do. He's not really hit the ground running this Premier League season. And Achebe they've brought in. There probably is goals there. We'll have to be a bit careful.
They've got a lot of quality in the squad. I mean, people like James Morrison are very underrated. And
good fantasy football pick.
Yeah, exactly. He always does a good job. He's always there or thereabouts. Chris Brunt as well.
Yeah.
That kind of player. And it's a kind of team. They're a good footballing team that they might not be brimming with big names and that, but you really can't underestimate that kind of team, especially like what Ben says with Steve Clarke, who's very astute.
They seem to have a load of players who could score from about 40 yards, didn't they? Just like so I went through this phase where you weren't necessarily bothered when they were getting towards your box, but if they were like just past the halfway line, you were thinking, hang on, he might sort of crack one in.
West Brom's a club which is forever going to be in our history as well now, isn't it? Being the last game of Sir Alex Ferguson in the Premier League, that incredible 5-5 game. Not going to replicate that here at Old Trafford, are we, Ben?
No, I mean, I think that was just a weird freak of a match, and I don't think that we'll see anything like that again, really. I mean, it's almost just pointless even looking at that for any kind of form or anything.
What
like
a
that.
Game, though.
But it was absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant, it was horrible.
Well, in a lot of ways, it was
entertaining. We'd won the league by then. It was.
Yeah, you wanted to give the manager a send-off, didn't
that
you?
That is true.
In
that
a lot
is
of ways,
true.
Yeah, that was. It was, kind of fitting that it was just sort of crazy because a lot of the times that's how we played. Really.
Definitely. Okay then, just looking at our starting 11, hopefully Van Persie will be fit. Who would you go for, that kind of front four?
I'm a big fan of Kagawa, and I know that he's still sort of finding his feet, and I think the manager said that he didn't want to sort of bring him straight in at the start of the season. I think he's played a lot of football and he just wanted to gradually bring him in. I'm a big fan of him because I think he brings things together, and I think a lot of our link play when he's in the side is very good. So I'd like to see him sort of start playing. I think, like, when you've put him alongside Rooney and Van Persie and people like that, then I think that you really start to see the best of them. I'd like Nani to get a few more games as well, and I think that he can be a really important player for us. He's a match winner. So those sort of front four, I think I'd like to see them.
Kagawa, Rooney, Nani, Van Persie ahead.
If Van Persie's fit, but as we saw on the other night, I would have no problems with Chicharito.
No, if there's any doubt over Van Persie at all, I'd be inclined to leave him out, and just because Chicha's shown, Welbeck's shown this season, and Rooney obviously picks himself, so there's one spot taken. I'm like you, though. I'd have Kagawa all day long. I think he's fantastic.
You'd have him on the left.
Ideally, I'd have him in the centre, but with Rooney at the minute, you can't move Rooney from where he's playing.
No. I think the other thing is that they're all intelligent players, and you want that sort of dynamic, sort of free, fluid moving front four. So I think that you saw it the other night, Kagawa and Nani switched wings quite a few times. So I think that they're just intelligent players, and they do that, and that's how you cause teams problems. So I think you're right with Van Persie. If there's any sort of doubt. Just rest him, keep him. We've got the quality players to come in.
Especially with the big trip to Donetsk coming up.
Yeah.
And one thing I would say about Kagawa as well is that, to me, he's an Old Trafford kind of player. He's the kind of player that will thrive, even though teams come here and sit back in high numbers. He's totally comfortable with the ball in any position.
He can pick away people around him.
He's got the vision, the intelligence to do anything.
For sure. Okay. So that's what we think about the up front positions. What about you guys at home? You can have your say, actually, on United starting 11 on our Twitter account at Man United. Just use the hashtag United WBA 11. That's UTD WBAXI. So have your say on who you would like to see in that Manchester United starting 11. Okay, you've heard what we have to say. Now let's hear from inside the United camp.
I've been learning every week since I've got here about being Manchester United manager, since the day I walked in. Learned something the first day, and I continue to learn. I don't think it's going to change here for a long time. I even think the manager who's just left, I think he continually was learning in the job as well. So I'm relatively new to it, so I'm still learning everything about it.
Has that week, though, been a microcosm of what it's about to maybe stand in your shoes, though?
Well, I think if you're playing big games, I think that's part of it. This club's always played big games, played in big finals in things which really mattered. And the games this week mattered. Some of them were done better than others.
You said you wanted a result on Wednesday night. You got one. How encouraged were you that you made changes and beat what was pretty much a full-strength Liverpool side?
Well, I think it's right. We made seven or eight changes. We made sure that everybody at the club here was able to show what they could do. And they didn't have to do well. They really did. I thought it was a really good game. I thought both teams went for it, but really pleased with how we performed in getting through to the next round of the Cup.
Steve Clarke talked to us yesterday about the pressure that the job as a manager brings, and whereas I appreciate every game here is reasonably big pressure, I would imagine, for you. Does it get easier as you go through? You say you're learning things all the time. Does that pressure change as well?
I think when you first come into the job as a young manager, I think it can be difficult. I found it when I was a young manager at Preston, and I found it when I was a young manager at Everton. But I feel I come into this job experienced. You know, I've done a lot of years in the Premier League. You know, I've been under a lot of seasons in the Premier League where I know exactly how it works. But you'll never get used to the enormity or the size of this club, not until you've been here for a while. But I've got to say, I think that personally I feel as if you have to deal with it. That's what happens when you come into these football management jobs.
Right then, for all of our insomniac listeners, it's time for Nick Kopak and his list of brilliant and banal statistics ahead of the game.
West Brom visit Old Trafford this Saturday, having not won on any of their last 15 trips to the stadium. What's more, they've only managed to score in one of those last five fixtures. Mind you, they know they're perfectly capable of scoring against United. They proved that on the last day of last season, when the teams played out a crazy 5-5 draw at the Hawthorns. Incidentally, that was United's highest scoring draw since another 5-all in 1895. That one was against Lincoln City. Interestingly, this is United's first Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff at home since the 2nd of March, when we beat Norwich City 4-0 and Shinji Kagawa scored a hat-trick. But it's a bit like that old adage about waiting ages for a London bus and then two coming along at once. because after the West Brom game, the next two league matches at Old Trafford are also Saturday 3pm kickoffs against Southampton on October the 19th and Stoke City on October the 26th. Now, David Moyes has something of a selection headache following a number of players performing well against Liverpool on Wednesday in the Capital One Cup. But one man we will probably see starting is Wayne Rooney. After all, Wayne's either scored or set up 8 of United's last 10 goals. And with stats like that, I'd suggest he's too valuable to leave out.
Fascinating as ever, Nick. Ben, has he put the kiss of death on it? No wins in 15 for West Brom at Old Trafford?
Yeah, I think so. I always hate those statistics. Whenever people say them, you just think that's it.
Spurs recently, yeah. Villa before that.
Yeah. I don't like those stats at all, so I'm just going to pretend he didn't say that.
Yeah, I think that's probably quite wise. But that's all we have time for on this Matchday podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I've been Mark Sullivan from MUTV. Thanks to Ben Hibbs and Steve Bartram from the club website. Good luck to the Reds against the Baggies, and we will see you again very soon. Bye for now.